Colleen Hoover's Slammed has become a cultural phenomenon, captivating readers with its raw emotional depth and poetic storytelling. This New York Times bestseller launched Hoover's career and established her as a force in contemporary fiction. The novel has garnered millions of devoted fans, including celebrities like Taylor Parks and Selena Gomez, who have publicly praised its emotional impact. What makes Slammed particularly distinctive is its integration of slam poetry as both a narrative device and a metaphor for emotional expression. The story's exploration of forbidden love, family tragedy, and resilience has resonated so deeply with readers that it sparked a TikTok revolution, with the hashtag #ColleenHoover generating billions of views. At its core, this is a story about how we navigate life's most devastating blows while still finding the courage to open our hearts. Laken Cohen's life shatters when her father dies unexpectedly, forcing her and her family to move from Texas to Michigan. The frigid January weather mirrors her cold, numb emotional state as she reluctantly begins unpacking their lives in this alien landscape. But then she meets Will Cooper, the charming neighbor across the street, who immediately captivates her with his easy smile and genuine kindness. Their connection is instantaneous and electric. Will teases Laken about her Southern y'all, calling it so Southern Belle, while she finds herself unable to find flaws in him despite her best efforts. Their first interaction ends with Will unexpectedly cupping her chin and kissing her forehead, a gesture that leaves Laken frozen, yet feeling it was somehow the most passionate kiss she's ever received. When Will asks Laken on a date, her mother Julia shares three questions every woman should answer yes to before committing to a man. Does he treat you with respect at all times? If he's the exact same person 20 years from now, would you still want to marry him? And does he inspire you to be a better person? These questions become a touchstone throughout the story, highlighting the depth of connection Laken finds with Will. Their first date at a slam poetry event becomes transformative. As performers bare their souls on stage, Laken feels herself opening up emotionally for the first time since her father's death. When Will finally performs his piece called Death, he reveals his own tragic backstory. At 19, he suddenly became responsible for raising his 7-year-old brother Calder after their parents died in a car accident. The evening ends with a powerful connection between them, sharing kisses that make Laken understand why her mother committed to her father at just 18. For the first time since moving to Michigan, Laken feels hopeful about her new life. But this newfound happiness crashes down when she discovers on her first day of school that Will is her English teacher, creating an impossible barrier between them. The revelation that Will is Laken's teacher devastates them both. Their passionate connection must be severed immediately, with Will explaining he needs his job to support himself and his brother after inheriting debt from his parents. Though both acknowledge what they have is more than just an infatuation, they see no path forward. Will suggests Laken withdraw from his class, believing they shouldn't be around each other anymore. This sparks anger in Laken, who feels she's losing the only person who's made her happy lately. She storms off, kicking over his garden gnome in frustration. The next day, however, Will reconsiders, suggesting Laken remain in his class to learn to navigate being around each other, given their living situation and their brother's friendship. The weeks that follow are excruciating. Will deliberately avoids making eye contact with Laken during class, while she finds herself desperately trying to catch his gaze. The tension between them builds until Laken's mother discovers their situation and establishes strict boundaries to protect Will's career and Laken's reputation. Laken attempts to move on by spending time with her new friend Eddie and her boyfriend Gavin. Eddie tries repeatedly to set Laken up with Nick, a wrestler who mistakenly believes Laken must love Chuck Norris because she's from Texas. Though annoyed by his ignorance, Laken finds herself using Nick to make Will jealous, despite knowing she should stop before Nick gets the wrong idea. The emotional turmoil reaches a breaking point when Will and Laken find themselves alone in his house. Despite their best intentions, they end up kissing passionately on his couch. Lakin confesses she'll wait for him until graduation and admits she's falling in love with him. Will abruptly ends their encounter, insisting they can't be together and commanding her not to fall in love with him. When he returns with sleeping Calder, Lakin calls him an asshole before storming out. The next day, Lakin channels her anger into a pointed slam poem titled Mean, essentially a thesaurus list of synonyms including jackass, cruel, and asshole, clearly aimed at Will. The performance marks a turning point in their relationship, with both struggling to navigate their feelings while maintaining appropriate boundaries. Poetry becomes Lakin's emotional outlet and eventually her salvation. Through Will's poetry class, she learns that the points are not the point. The point is poetry. This mantra reflects how poetry serves as more than just artistic expression. It becomes a lifeline for characters processing grief, love, and identity. Eddie, Lakin's eccentric new friend, introduces her to the local slam poetry scene. With her asymmetrical blonde hair, colorful nails, and multiple bracelets, Eddie represents the kind of authentic self-expression that Lakin needs in her life. Eddie's own background in foster care, 7 homes in 9 years, abandoned by a mother who tried to sell her for drugs, gives her a unique perspective on life's hardships. Eddie's slam poem, Pink Balloon, reveals her painful childhood, describing how she received a pink balloon at age 5, her first gift ever, only to have it pop when her mother locked it in her drug room. The poem ends with Eddie declaring she's about to turn 18 and better not get any shitty-ass pink balloons. This performance not only showcases Eddie's resilience, but also demonstrates how poetry allows for processing trauma. Will's teaching methods further emphasize poetry's healing power. He brings a projector to class to demonstrate why poetry matters, explaining that even if poets have moved beyond the emotions that inspired their work, their words might still resonate with someone currently experiencing similar feelings. He projects his poem about death, highlighting specific lines while looking directly at Lakin. They weren't prepared for death, they weren't prepared for life. This moment becomes an epiphany for Lakin, as she finally understands her mother isn't preparing them for her death, but for what remains of her life. Poetry thus serves as both emotional catharsis and a vehicle for profound realization, allowing characters to articulate feelings they might otherwise keep buried. Just as Lakin begins adapting to her new life in Michigan, she discovers her mother has been keeping a devastating secret. After finding bank statements showing her mother has over $178,000 and never sold their Texas house, Lakin confronts her about the lies surrounding their move to Michigan. The truth is heartbreaking. Her mother has lung cancer. She moved them to Michigan to be near her friend Brenda for support and to see a specialist in Detroit. The revelation sends Lakin into emotional turmoil, unable to process the possibility of losing another parent so soon after her father's death. Julia explains she has small cell lung cancer, which spreads faster than other types. She was diagnosed months before Lakin's father died, and they had already decided to move to Michigan for specialized treatment. After her husband's death, she neglected her own treatment for 3 months, allowing the cancer to spread extensively. The chemotherapy she's now receiving isn't to fight the disease, but to manage her pain. The situation becomes even more painful when Julia mentions that her friend Brenda will become Kel's guardian after her death. Lakin erupts in fury, throwing a chair and screaming that her brother won't be taken from her. The prospect of losing both her mother and responsibility for her brother overwhelms her with grief and anger. As Julia's condition deteriorates, Lakin struggles to accept the inevitable. Will's poetry provides unexpected guidance when he emphasizes how unprepared his parents were for death, with the final line revealing the key insight, shifting emphasis from death to life. This helps Lakin understand that her mother isn't preparing them for her death, but for what remains of her life. In a poignant display of dark humor and resilience, Kel decides he wants to dress as his mother's lung cancer for Halloween, with Calder joining as the other lung. Rather than being upset, Julia embraces the idea, declaring she'll make them the best cancerous, tumor-ridden lung there is. When the school principal calls the costumes offensive and crude, Lakin defends them by explaining they were made by her mother, who was experiencing a year of lasts, her last Halloween, Christmas, birthday, and possibly Mother's Day. Throughout the novel, characters struggle with prioritizing what truly matters in life. Will initially chooses his career and responsibility to his brother over his feelings for Lakin. Lakin focuses on her anger and heartbreak rather than cherishing her limited time with her mother. Both must learn to put the emphasis on life rather than dwelling on loss and limitations. Will's journey begins when he abandons his football scholarship to take custody of Calder after their parents' death. Despite his grandparents' objections, he chooses responsibility over his own dreams. This decision shapes his character and influences his approach to his relationship with Lakin, always putting duty before desire. When Will is no longer Lakin's teacher after resigning due to an altercation with another faculty member, they briefly reconnect physically. However, Will pulls away again, apologizing for his weak moment. Furious that he's led her on again, Lakin pushes him away, declaring she has more important things to think about than his weak moments. The truth behind Will's hesitation is revealed when Julia tells Lakin about a crucial conversation she had with Will months earlier. The night Lakin learned about her mother's cancer and ran to Will's house, Will had promised Julia he would never take Lakin from her, that he would let Lakin go so she could focus on the limited time left with her mother. This revelation transforms Lakin's understanding of Will's actions, showing his sacrifice was not about choosing his job over her, but about giving her precious time with her dying mother. This understanding culminates in their powerful slam poetry performances at Club 99. Lakin delivers a poem titled Schooled, describing life lessons from everyone around her, especially a boy that I'm seriously, deeply, madly, incredibly, and undeniably in love with. Will responds with his own poem, titled Better Than Third, rejecting the notion that his brother should be the only thing that comes first and his career second, proclaiming, "The girl I love, the girl I fell so hard for, there's room for her in first. I'm putting her first." Grief permeates the novel, with characters processing various losses, from death of loved ones to lost opportunities and shattered expectations. Lakin reflects on Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Throughout the story, she moves through these stages not just regarding her father's death and mother's illness, but also in relation to her move to Michigan and her complicated relationship with Will. Will's grief manifests in his poetry and his overprotectiveness toward Calder. Having watched his parents die and inherited the responsibility of raising his brother, Will approaches life with caution and self-sacrifice. His girlfriend Vaughn dumped him 2 weeks after his parents' death when he had to give up his football scholarship, teaching him painful lessons about loss and abandonment. The novel's exploration of grief culminates in the epilogue, set 2 years after Lakin's move to Michigan. It's her second Christmas with Will, but the first without her mother, who cast away in September. Despite the pain of loss, Will has made grief bearable. On Christmas Day, Will presents Lakin and Kel with letters from their deceased mother, written before her death. Julia's final letter contains heartfelt advice: make lasagna, their failed attempt at lasagna, on good days. Find balance between head and heart, push boundaries, remember the love that lets them share their name, punch life when needed and laugh often, never judge others, question everything, be accepting of differences, choose battles wisely, keep an open mind, and never regret. She ends by thanking them for giving her the best years of her life, especially the last one. This final message encapsulates the novel's central theme, that even in the face of devastating loss, life demands to be lived fully. As Will's poem suggests, life doesn't want you to give up, but wants you to fight, to grab an axe and hack through the wood, to break through barriers. The story ultimately affirms that while grief may be inevitable, love makes it bearable, and poetry gives voice to both our deepest sorrows and our greatest joys. Throughout Slammed, poetry serves as more than just a literary device. It becomes a lifeline for characters struggling to articulate their deepest emotions. The slam poetry venue Club 99 represents a sanctuary where truth can be spoken without judgment, where pain can be transformed into art, and where connection happens through vulnerability. Will's explanation of poetry's purpose becomes a central philosophy of the novel. The points are not the point. The point is poetry. This mantra emphasizes that authentic expression matters more than external validation or technical perfection. When Will dramatically rips up the students' scored poems and throws them in the trash, he's teaching them that art's value lies not in others' judgments, but in its ability to communicate truth. Each character's poetry reveals aspects of themselves they cannot otherwise express. Will's poem, Death, allows him to process his parents' sudden passing and his unexpected responsibility for Calder. Eddie's Pink Balloon transforms her childhood trauma into a powerful statement of resilience. Lakin's pointed poem, Mean, gives voice to her anger when she cannot directly confront Will about her feelings. The novel suggests that finding our voice, whether through poetry, music, or honest conversation, is essential to healing. The Avett Brothers lyrics woven throughout the story reinforce this theme, with lines like, "Decide what to be and go be it," and reflections on how the weight of lies will bring you down. These musical references underscore how art helps us make sense of our experiences and connect with others who understand our struggles. In the climactic poetry slam, both Lakin and Will finally speak their complete truth publicly. Their poems become declarations not just of love, but of their evolving understanding of what matters most in life. Poetry becomes the vehicle through which they reclaim their narrative and choose their future together, demonstrating how finding words for our deepest feelings can be the first step toward healing and transformation. Slammed explores how family extends beyond biological connections, showing how people create meaningful bonds in the aftermath of loss. Both Lakin and Will face the challenge of redefining family after tragedy, Will becoming a parent figure to Calder after their parents' death, and Lakin preparing to care for Kel after their mother's inevitable passing. Eddie's story provides the most powerful example of chosen family. On her 18th birthday, her foster father, Joel, presents her with balloons bearing the names of her 29 siblings and 13 parents from her past. After releasing these balloons, symbolically letting go of her painful history, he offers her a balloon labeled Dad, asking to be her family for the rest of her life. This moment illustrates how family can be created through choice and commitment rather than just blood. Will and Calder create their own two-person family unit, with Will sacrificing his football career and personal ambitions to provide stability for his brother. Their close relationship with Lakin and Kel forms a natural extension of this family, with the boys becoming inseparable friends and the adults gradually recognizing their potential to create something new together. Julia's preparation for her death includes ensuring her children will have the support they need. Though initially planning to have her friend Brenda become Kel's guardian, a decision that infuriates Lakin, she ultimately recognizes Lakin's determination to keep their family together. The Christmas letters she leaves behind represent her final act of motherhood, offering guidance and love that will continue even after she's gone. By the epilogue, Will and Lakin have created a new family unit that honors the memory of those they've lost while building something uniquely their own. Their story demonstrates how family isn't defined by perfect circumstances, but by people who choose to show up for each other through life's most difficult moments. At its heart, Slammed explores a fundamental question. How do we find the courage to love knowing that loss is inevitable? Every character faces this dilemma in different ways. Will hesitates to pursue Lakin, knowing their relationship could cost him his career. Lakin fears opening her heart after losing her father and facing her mother's terminal illness. Eddie embraces love despite her history of abandonment. The novel suggests that loving deeply requires tremendous courage, precisely because it makes us vulnerable to devastating loss. Will's poem, Death, explores how people avoid thinking about mortality until it finds them anyway, disguised as an 18-wheeler behind a cloud of fog. This awareness of life's fragility initially makes him cautious about pursuing happiness with Lakin, believing he must prioritize stability and responsibility above all else. Lakin similarly struggles with whether to invest emotionally in her new life in Michigan, knowing her mother's illness means more loss is coming. Her initial resistance to Will after learning he can't be with her stems partly from self-protection. If she can't have him completely, perhaps it's safer not to have him at all. Julia's relationship with Lakin's father provides the model for choosing love despite uncertainty. When Lakin asks if her mother could answer yes to all three relationship questions about her father, Julia responds without hesitation, "Absolutely, every second I was with him." This certainty in the face of their shortened time together demonstrates that love's value isn't measured by its duration, but by its depth and impact. The novel's resolution affirms that while loving deeply means risking profound loss, the alternative, never fully connecting with others, represents an even greater tragedy. Will's final poem rejects playing it safe, declaring instead that life wants you to fight for what matters, to grab an axe and hack through the wood. By choosing each other despite the obstacles and inevitable pain of loss, Will and Lakin demonstrate that love isn't about avoiding hurt, but about finding someone worth hurting for. Slammed ultimately delivers a powerful message about embracing life even when death looms large. Julia's approach to her terminal diagnosis exemplifies this philosophy. Rather than withdrawing in fear or self-pity, she focuses on creating meaningful experiences during her year of lasts and preparing her children for a future without her. The Halloween costume episode perfectly captures this defiant embrace of life. When Kel decides he wants to dress as his mother's lung cancer, Julia doesn't recoil from this dark humor, but instead throws herself into creating the best cancerous, tumor-ridden lung there is. This ability to find laughter and creativity, even in the face of terminal illness, represents a profound choice to live fully until the very end. Will's poetry performance reveals the key insight that shifts the novel's perspective on mortality. By emphasizing life rather than death in his final line, he helps Lakin understand that her mother isn't preparing them for her death, but for what remains of her life. This subtle shift transforms how Lakin approaches her mother's illness, moving from anger and avoidance to presence and appreciation. Julia's final letters to her children represent her lasting legacy, not just of love, but of wisdom about how to live. Her advice to make bisogna on good days and punch life in the face when it needs a good hit encapsulates her philosophy that life should be embraced in all its messy, imperfect glory. By thanking her children for giving her the best years of my life, especially the last one, she affirms that even a year lived with purpose and love can outweigh decades of mere existence. The novel's message resonates beyond the specific circumstances of these characters. In a world where loss is inevitable, Slammed suggests that the most profound act of courage is to live with open hearts, to risk connection, to express our truths through whatever medium speaks to us, and to choose love even knowing it makes us vulnerable. As Will's poetry performance concludes, life doesn't want you to give up, but to fight for what matters most, breaking through whatever barriers stand in your way.